My body drives me, or I drive my body. My body drives me, or I drive my body. Do I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me? Do I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Every organ, action, function of my body is fantastic right now. Every organ, action, function of my body is beautiful and good. Every organ, action, function of my body is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I like me, I like me, I like me. Or do I say, whoops, I stubbed my toe. Whoops, I got a headache. Whoops, got a heartache. Whoops, I got this problem or that problem. Oh, my goodness, why is it that things don't go right for me? Why is it that everybody else has such good luck and good fortune? And why is it that I have to always get the wrong end of the stick? Well, you get the wrong end of the stick, if you get the wrong end of the stick at all, because your body drives you to it. You think you live in a body that controls you, and it probably does. You live in a body that when it rains, it feels cold. When it snows, it feels cold. When you're in the desert, it feels hot. You live in a body that when it has a cough, it has a cold. It's limited by whatever is going around, whatever is available. Kind of silly, isn't it? My body drives me when I allow my body to be the source of information as to who and what I am. And I drive my body when I know who and what I am, when I know what my divinity is, when I know what my creativity is, when I know who I am. And I can only know who I am by being aware of it. Now, you can be unconscious and unaware that it's raining. You can be unaware that it's hot. You can be unaware that anything is happening, because you're not conscious of it. And the minute you regain your consciousness, immediately your five senses all click into force and say, hey, it's hot, it's cold, it's nice, it's whatever. Hey, wait, hey, I want to go too. And you see, the moment we click into awareness of anything, then whatever we are aware of, that manipulates us. Whatever we are aware of, that is what controls our thinking and our body. So, when we say to ourselves, I'm a happy person. All is in divine order in my world. All is peace. All is peace. All is peace and harmony. All is joy and all is peace and harmony. And my body experiences peace and harmony. Now, if I let myself think for 1 minute, oops, oops, oh, look at that car's going to hit the tree, oh my goodness, and then we're all tense, and we're all out of balance, we're all out of peace and harmony. We did it to ourselves. If our eyes were closed and we didn't see the car going to hit that tree, we would not have been so upset in our bodies. If our eyes were closed, we would have been totally unaware of what was going on. And how great that is. Now, let's be aware of what's going on and be in charge of it. We see a car heading toward a tree and we say, all is in divine order. I see that car surrounded by my pure white light of love and all is in divine order. Now, I don't say the car doesn't hit the tree or the car does this or the car does that. I let divine order handle it. I let divine order say that car will not hit that tree because that is not what to be in my world. It's not what's in my consciousness. It's not what's in my thought. Yes, that's what I say. And the car doesn't hit the tree. I say when I come in the front door of my home, all is in divine order. I surround this house with my pure white light of love. I surround my family with my pure white light of love. I surround everything in my world with my pure white light of love. And I am at peace. I am peace right now. And I walk in the front door and order is there. My family are all peacefully, wonderfully engaged in being themselves and having fun and joyfully. Hi, Dad. How you doing? Hi, Mom. How you doing? Wow, it's good to see you. And as I walk in, my family says to me, it's a joy. All is in divine order. before I went into the house, I put the cause in motion. Before I went into that circumstance, I put the conditions of my body in motion. My body drives me, my mind, my senses, the five senses of the body, they drive me if I let them. But if I don't let them, just like walking on cold, cool, wet moss instead of fire, I train myself to do that. I can train my body to be whatever I want it to be and then have my body drive me. I train my body to be perfect, all in divine order, magnificent now. And as I train my body to do that, then that's what it does. My body drives me. So often I say that, and I do it, and then it does. I say, I drive my body. I am in charge of my five senses, or many more senses that we don't count right now. I drive my body, and I drive those senses, and I see all in divine order, and I see it now, and I see it always, because I drive my body. I get in my car, and I don't say, my car drives me. I say, I drive my car. And if I drive my car on a slippery road, I drive with wisdom. If I drive my car on a nice, clear road, I drive with wisdom. And driving with wisdom, I'm doing all things perfectly and beautifully now. But I am driving with wisdom. So I am using my car wisely to do it all I wanted to do. And my car is always surrounded by my pure white light of love. My car is driven by a chauffeur all the time. A chauffeur who is an exquisite driver, a perfect driver, a magnificent driver. Our bodies are driven by the chauffeur called our personal name. And that chauffeur drives perfectly. That chauffeur drives beautifully. That chauffeur drives wisely. That chauffeur is an ideal chauffeur. So, think about that. Every time you think about your body and its aches and pains or its happiness, realize that you're the chauffeur driving that car and you're the chauffeur that's putting that car through those experiences. When you go around a corner, you go around harmoniously, not so the passengers are flung from side to side in the car. When you go up a hill, you drive comfortably. You don't put the gas down to the floorboard to make the engine work hard. You put the car into a normal climb and a normal cruise going up the hill, and you don't overwork the car because you want the car to be healthy and wealthy and wise. You want the car to always be in good condition. You are the mind that drives your body. Your body does not drive you by its five senses and by how it feels and by what people do to it or it does to itself or what you do to it. It's all done by you as the chauffeur in your body. So think of that. It's a good way to think of it. Think of how you do anything with your body. Now, your body needs gasoline. Yeah, it needs food. Your body needs air. Your body needs all the things, just like a car. But a car is a little different. When you step out of the car, it's not dead, it's just not being used. When you step out of your body, it could not be dead, just not being used. You could have yourself in a condition where you are unaware of your body. You're unconscious of your body. And you can have a condition where you are very conscious of your body. And your body is doing all of the beautiful and wonderful things that it is heir to do. Now, what is it that you want from your world and from your body and from your life? What is it that you want to experience every moment of your life in your body? Do you want to experience wholeness every moment of your life in your body? Then say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my divine body. And you don't have to say my perfect body, my healthy body, my wise body, my powerful body, my good body, my whole body. I live in my divine body. That covers it all. For a divine body is all in all and perfect now. And this is what we want to do. We want to not necessarily let our body drive us, but we want to drive our body. And as the illustration of the automobile is really useless without having a driver. Our body is certainly very unimportant and not valuable to us unless we drive our body. And we can drive our body today more wonderfully, more beautifully, more fantastically than we ever dreamed possible before, because we know the rules and we put them in motion. And you are the chauffeur of your body. Yes, I am the chauffeur of my body. And my body drives me, but I guide it, I direct it. It may be the source of the energy, it may be the powerhouse, it may, whatever. But it's me, the mind in me, that brings it where it goes and what it does, all the time. And it does that now and forevermore. And so it is.